Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And guys, on the show today, I have three amazing entrepreneurs, three amazing parents, and we're going to talk to them because I don't know if you know, we're still in a little thing called a pandemic. It hasn't gone away yet. And so it's been affecting entrepreneurs like you cannot imagine. I'm sure you guys have heard it all, support small businesses. And that's why I have these three joining me on the show today. We've got Kat from Cake Out Cake Cups. We've got Josie from the Glamour Gals Tween Spa. And we've got Chef Mike McKenzie from Sea to Sausage and Boreal. So all three parents, four amazing businesses. And of course, with the pandemic, there has been some changes that they've had to make just to be able to survive. And I know that that sounds drastic, but it is the honest to goodness truth, because when you are a business owner and you work for yourself, it's constantly hustle, hustle, grind, hustle, nonstop, right? And you've got families to take care of and money needs to come in. So I want to get right into it. And I want to talk to our guests and find out what exactly their businesses are all about. Okay, we're going to start with Chef Mike McKenzie, buddy of mine. Mike, you've got two businesses. You've got Sea to Sausage, and then you are, which you're the founder of, and then you're the co-founder of Boreal. What is Sea to Sausage? What's Boreal?
Yeah, so Sea to Sausage, I started maybe 12 years ago. I was originally in the military, traveling everywhere. But when my son was born, I needed to find something else to do to have the extra time with my family. You know, you can't be in the military and have that time with your family. But at the time, chefs were coming to my house buying salami that I was making as a hobby from my garage. And so from there, I thought maybe that could be a business. And I literally started it from my garage. And I had purchased an old abattoir with my pension. And then grew from there. And now we sell to, well, before the pandemic, we sold to over 800 high-end restaurants and specialty food stores throughout Ontario. And now that's all just starting to come back. So quite a big pivot in between. Totally. And then in that time too, I started a company called Boreal Botanical Brewing. I started that with my partner, Andreas. He owned a marketing firm in Toronto, which I had worked with before. And so we just always kept in contact. And we were looking for, you know, something to drink when you're not drinking. And so we came up with Boreal. So just sort of cocktail style beverages infused with medicinal mushrooms and the flavors we derive from the boreal forest, like juniper, sumac, and that sort of stuff.
And it's amazing, guys. I absolutely love it. There's absolutely no sugar added to it. They taste fantastic. And there's three flavors out, right, Mike? There's chaga, lion's mane, and
Rishi. So it's chaga, spruce, and blueberry, lion's mane, sumac, and juniper. So it's similar to like a gin and tonic. And then you have the Rishi with elderberry and birch. So, you know, great immune boosting beverages, like you said, zero sugar, zero added sweeteners. So just an ultra clean beverage that you could feel great drinking about or feel great drinking. And then, it's when we're not drinking alcohol, you know, what are we drinking?
It's nice to have something else if you don't want the booze. But I will tell you guys something, okay, because we're parents and sometimes we just need to unwind a bit. You put the kids to bed, get some Boreal for yourself, and you can drink it straight. And it's amazing. And Mike will tell you, pour it in a glass. It tastes better than drinking it out of a can. I learned that. But secret between you and I, you can mix some alcohol with it if you want. And it tastes fantastic too.
It so never hurts.
I just had to
it
throw that hurts. Out there, Mike.
Of course.
And about the sausage. I was trying to figure out how a nice way to say this, but I'm just going to go with it because you know what? You guys know how I am. I had Mike's sausage. I'm just saying it. I've had Mike's sausage and it is like delish and it's the best sausage ever. And, you know, you got to try that too.
Miranda's going to be pissed with you, Pina. She's not going to be happy about that.
He's talking about Miranda Melisandre. You guys know I do a lot of work with Miranda and she's one of my special guest co-hosts on the Time Out edition here on the Parenting Show once a month. This is her man. And so Miranda, yeah, she knows that I've had your sausage, Mike, and she knows that I love it. She's not jealous. It's all good. Now, all of you at home can also try Mike's sausage. Okay.
We also make a great ham.
There you go. And then we've got Josie, which you guys know, Glamagals Tween Spa. Josie and her sister, who is the co-founder. They've been on the show many times. Josie, quickly, what is Glamagals Tween Spa all about for those that may not know about it?
Yes. So we started back in 2006, right out of our parents' basement, doing mobile spa parties, the first in Ontario for kids parties. And then in 2008, my dad is like, okay, you need a location, because we had our friends and a big team working with us. All these girls coming out of our parents' house, everyone was like, the neighbors were like, what is going on? Some of us were dressed in princess costumes back then. And then in 2008, we got our first location in Vaughan, Ontario. It was a hit. People were coming from all over, Niagara, all over Toronto, GTA. And then we decided to franchise. So we franchised, and in 2011, we started opening up franchise locations. We opened up 3 in a year. So like being an entrepreneur, we just go with the flow. It was a wild year. Yeah. And at one point we did have 9 locations. We're a spa for kids, but we're made more than that. We do workshops, inspirational workshops, mom and me days, dad and daughter days. And then COVID hit. And then we went down to 3 locations, going strong. We pivoted virtual and bringing in a whole new concept of more of a crafting workshop for kids as well. So that's where we are today.
Amazing. And of course, we've got Kat from Cake Out Cake Cups, which I just got a delivery of. And I know you guys can't see me at home, but I have to tell you, there are these cute little jars, and it is this cake in a jar, and it comes with a little spoon. I got some Oreo, Funfetti, red velvet, and chocolate, and they look amazing, Kat. But Kat, like, that's your thing. You're a baker, and you owned a cake shop for so long. You're also one of the most artistic people I know. Like, thanks, talented AF, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Thanks, Pina. My story is just a little bit different. Like most people, my business, which was making cakes just before the pandemic hit, came to a screeching halt because all events just stopped. Mm-hmm. And I took a moment to think about what I was going to do. Was I just going to stop, or, you know, I had to figure out. And it was a great time to kind of shift my business focus. And so I thought, you know, why don't we make cakes still that can be delivered? Because nobody was going out. And everybody was just home. And I thought, you know what, let's put a bunch of cakes in little jars, seal them, put like 9 different flavors in a box. Because who only wants one flavor? When you buy one cake, the rest of it is like just in the fridge or it gets thrown out. This way you can have them sealed, 9 different flavors delivered right to your doorstep. And it took off. A lot of COVID drive-by parties.
Yeah, the drive-bys.
No contact celebrations. It was really, you know, popular. And I thought it had legs, because even after COVID, where we are now in this weird little time that is just kind of post-COVID, but not really, we still are not into sharing, you know, slices of cake and doing all that work to cut a cake and hand it out open, you know, God forbid anybody breathes on anything. So it still works, right?
Or it's Kat, like, can I... What yeah. about the kids blowing out birthday candles on the cake?
My daughter just had her birthday. She didn't blow on anything because they were all sealed. She only blew out on her own and nothing was touched.
Right? It's like, oh, there goes like spit and all kinds of stuff. You know, those are pre-COVID days. Yeah, those were pre-COVID days. They don't work in
even this. COVID aside, like, who wants to share their dessert? I don't like to. So now it's like, I have my own cup. You get your own and eat your own, you know?
Yes. I love it. I love it. And I love that, like, you know, we've got these 4 different businesses, 3 of you guys here. And it's true. There's been a lot of pivoting that's had to be done. Like, Mike, you said that you guys were in 800 stores.
Yeah, 800 restaurants and specialty stores throughout Ontario.
And
80% of my consumer base was restaurants. We produced for chefs. And so they all closed overnight.
That's it. Like, it was, think about it. Think about the restaurant businesses. Everyone's like, nope, you can't do that. You can do takeout, you know, but no. Like Kat said, birthday parties were done, but, you know, there was still like the drive-by celebrations that people were doing. So these little cakes in a jar are fantastic because you can hand them out. They're sealed. Here's yours. You don't have to
That's
share.
That's where my name came from, because I was like, takeout, cake out. Get it?
There you go. I love it. I love it. And Josie, you said that you guys went from 9 locations down to?
To three. That's it. Well, no one's taking the kids out for birthday parties during that time. It was all virtual, and it was different.
Yeah.
So we are talking to these amazing entrepreneurs, these amazing parents, and we're talking all things the pandemic, and we're talking about how they've had to pivot and, you know, shift things around just to make it work, and how we as consumers and friends can help support these businesses. So don't go anywhere, because it is a jam-packed show all about amazing small businesses right here on The Parenting Show, Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Now back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. You are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Guys, we are talking about entrepreneur life, parent life, and shifting and pivoting throughout this whole pandemic. You keep hearing support small businesses. And a lot of people hear that, but it doesn't register. They don't really understand like what exactly these small business owners and entrepreneurs are going through. So with me, I am joined by three amazing business owners. We've got Chef Mike McKenzie, founder of Cita Sausage and co-founder of Boreal. We've got Josie Canone of Glamigal's Tween Spa. We've got Catherine from Cake Out Cake Cups. And we're talking everything like parenting and, you know, just running a business from home with your kids there and trying to make ends meet throughout this pandemic. Like through the stories you guys told us in the first part of the show, you guys all said that the pandemic, once it hit, it affected your businesses in a huge way. And you had no choice but to shift or pivot, because if you didn't, you know, your business would not be here today. So, you know, Josie, you had said that you guys had 9 locations. You're now down to 3.
Yes.
And so how did you guys pivot? What did you guys do at Glamigal's?
So we host birthday parties where there are, you know, 15, 20 kids coming to our facilities. And at that point, all the stores are closed. So what do we do to celebrate such a special occasion? So we went virtual, like everyone else was going to do Zooms and all of that. We did virtual parties, but we had to think of a way to make it still engaging for these like 4 or 5 year olds, yeah, and make it fun. So we created gift boxes that the parents would get delivered to their home, that they would bring these to the guests that are attending. So the kids had an actual tangible part of the birthday party to celebrate during this virtual experience. And we literally pivoted overnight in 24 hours. They declared a pandemic and we were like, what are we going to do? We didn't sleep that night. And we created all these virtual gift boxes, birthday boxes, and all of that.
It's amazing. Just, yeah. Like, you know, Mike, Catherine, you know, I know that you guys, actually all of us here, all our kids are pretty young. Yeah. And so it was kind of sad not to be able to have these birthday parties for kids, yeah, you know, and they can't be with their friends. They can't play with their friends. And I don't know about you guys, but I never thought, let me put my kid on Zoom and have like a little virtual play date with their friends. So I think that is absolutely amazing, Josie. Mike, it was very different for you. It didn't involve kids. It didn't involve birthday parties. But you did a lot of work with restaurants, and restaurants are probably like the most affected industry during this pandemic, would you say?
Yeah.
The food industry?
I guess that's where I work. So that's what I know, but I would say that they were pretty hard hit. Right. And I mean, you know, even now they're limited, you know, access going into them. But like we said earlier, I was selling to over 800 restaurants, and then they all disappeared overnight. So what I actually did when I pivoted, so that happened, and then I instantly laid off all of our staff except for 2 managers. And then we thought, okay, well, we'll see what we do. But within 1 week, I had everybody hired back.
Oh, nice.
We quickly took inventory. We make a lot of bacon, for example. So there's stuff like bacon ends. Mm. So I took bacon ends and we worked that into a sausage. And then I started looking at, you know, food banks that are out there or people that need food, because, you know, we didn't know what was happening. So trying to get give people access to, you know, high quality protein sources that taste great. So we wanted to ensure that we were taking care of our community.
Amazing.
We looked at what was available in the area and what we could do. So right away we said, well, you know, we have a commercial kitchen here, but people in the area don't have, they're very busy right now. They can't get out, but there's no takeout in my area. I'm in a very rural community north of Kingston. And so we started Chinese takeout. So we converted a portion of our kitchen to just a takeout restaurant. And then we did Chinese takeout. But
amazing.
What happened was it was too popular. So I ordered in all of the inventory to do all the food. And then my staff were like, you know, like I hire mostly professional chefs here. So amazing, talented staff. But they came from an industry they don't want to be in. But we were so busy that we sold out of all of our inventory in the first two nights.
Oh, wow.
So we didn't have anything. And then the staff were too taxed and everybody stressed. So, you know, I have to really take care of the staff and watch them too. So we didn't stick with the Chinese food because it was too popular. but yeah, just things like that. And then we really switched into retail and now restaurants are coming back online. But
Thank God, they're opening up again.
We threw everything at the wall and just saw what sticked. What can we do to make it through?
Yeah. It's honestly, it's really important to do that, to see what it is that you can do, how you can change. You know, Catherine, you were saying too, like you went from making cakes to doing the cake out cake cups. And did you think like that it was going to be as successful as it is now? Like you're saying that you have like a ridiculous amount of orders that you can't keep up.
I do. I had no idea. I thought I knew that it was a good idea because I eat cake and I know what people want, having been in business for, you know, over, you know, 15 years. But I hadn't anticipated that it was going to be as busy as it was at the time. We were literally locked down. Nobody was doing anything. And the orders, and it was just before Christmas, granted. So I got that big Christmas rush and I thought, okay, I'll ride it out until Christmas holidays and it'll be great. And it just has continued from January onward because the drive-by parties continued, COVID continued, people's minds shifted into what they wanted and didn't want. And it continues to be a beautiful delivery that people are sending as a thoughtful gift. People are recovering from surgeries, from downtimes, whatever, and they send this gift to just brighten their day. And so, you know, it took an actual pandemic for me to quickly evolve. And like everybody else here said, I figured out something else to do. And, you know, I was very lucky with hard work that I've made it work this far and I will continue to do so because I think it's a beautiful thing to send joy to somebody's doorstep.
Absolutely. Yeah. And guys, I think with the three of you, there's always like, there's something about these changes and the pivots that you've had to make that they're going to be long-term now. You know, can you see the world going back to the way it was before COVID?
I don't.
I was gonna say you've seen definitely a lot of change, like going back to blowing out a birthday cake, stuff like that. Like we don't, even with birthday parties, we're smaller, more intimate groups now with kids, different experiences. We're not, you know, we offer services, now we're offering more craft-based stuff. So I do see a lot of shifts.
Yeah, see, and Mike, same thing with you. Like, now the restaurants are coming back in, right? But being able to purchase Sea to Sausage and Boreal has always been like something that you can pick up at like one of your local health food stores. You know, so that's like, that's available there, but Sea to Sausage was never really in retail locations before, right?
No, I mean, you saw it in a number of retail locations, Farm Boy, you know, a lot of specialty food shops, but I really just focused on restaurants because I'm the main salesperson and I like talking to chefs much better than a buyer at a larger company. So I just related to them better. But now that whole industry, I mean, if we look at jobs that have been lost and people switching work, there's so much knowledge that has been lost across the board. And that's the biggest change. Like, I really hope we go back to a little bit of what we had before. I want to go out somewhere without wearing a mask. I love seeing people's smiles and connecting with them. And I feel like, like we're losing that. The human microbiome is a thing, right? I don't want to go everywhere and have to bathe myself in sanitizer yeah. all the time. And I want my children to build a bit of immunity. And I want them to have that connection with the teacher in the classroom. Absolutely. So I really hope we go back to some of what we had before. But in terms of what we've lost, in terms of knowledge in a lot of industries, it's gone forever, I think.
Yeah, it's true. But I honestly think that the way you guys have pivoted and the changes that you guys have had to make for your businesses are great ones and ones that can carry through from now till, you know, further down the road. Because like we said, whether it's a birthday party and it's the cake or the actual gathering of the birthday party and the activities the kids do, or whether it's, you know, being able to have one of Mike's delicious sausages in a restaurant, or being able to pick it up at the store and bring it home with you, or even just, you know, pick up some Boreal. Like, these are all great things, you know, that, yeah, it was hard, but the shifts and the pivots that have had to be made by all these entrepreneurs and business owners, I think is the difference of who is still standing as a business and who's not. You know, you had a choice. You had a choice during the pandemic. It's like, okay, it's sink or swim. Do I continue to go forward as is and know that I may not survive this? Or do I make the changes necessary and go with the flow and go with what's happening in this world that's going to work in hopes that it's going to work, you know? As parents, though, this is the scary thing. So all three of you guys, you know, Kat, you've got two. Mike, you've got two. Josie, you've got two.
Pina, you have three.
I do. But like, what were you guys thinking business-wise and income-wise, knowing that you've got kids and like a family, and like, how am I going to do this? Bills to pay. Anyone can answer this one. Take turns, guys.
I just want to say, so I think as an entrepreneur, like, we've always been faced with financial challenges. When you're an entrepreneur, you don't know what's to come the next day. It's not like, you know, every day is not 9 to 5, that paycheck, you don't know. And mm-hmm. So I feel like we were ready for the challenge, but we didn't stop. We had our kids home with us working at the same time, like everyone else did. It was like, we kept running up that hill, and with kids, it did make it more stressful, but it also gave you more of a drive because you're like, I'm going to make those memories and all of that with what we did.
Yeah.
In our business. Yeah. That's-
what about you, Mike?
Yeah. I thought, so when everything sort of first happened, I moved into a building on my property I made out of shipping containers. So I built a house out of three shipping nice. Containers that I'm in now. and then that sort of allowed me to be right beside the company. So I thought, if everything shuts down, you know, if I don't have any staff, I have the kids right here. I could just go right there, take care of business. They're always close by. Switching everything to Zoom, all of my meetings to Zoom went easy. I went and, you know, I was worried about school shutting down, and my children's education is very important to me. And so I went and found a retired school teacher. She just retired the year before. So I hired her to help teach the kids in case there was no school for the year, which luckily they had gone back to school. So a lot of this, I don't want to keep up all of the time, though. So Kat needs to get in here, too.
Oh, well, Kat, we're going to talk to Kat. Don't worry. Okay, you know what we're going to do?
MacGyver.
And Mike's a single dad, guys. I'm just going to throw that out there. Okay, you know what we're going to do? Everyone, just keep your thoughts, because we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back. We're talking entrepreneur life and surviving the pandemic right here on The Parenting Show, Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It's The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. We're talking with three amazing entrepreneurs. We've got Kat from Cake Out Cake Cups. We've got Josie from Glamagals Tween Spa and Chef Mike McKenzie from Sea to Sausage and Boreal. And right before the break, Mike, we were, you know, you got cut off there. So I want to let you finish your thought. You were saying that during the pandemic, you made some changes, life changes. You're a single dad too.
Well, the biggest thing I noticed, I'll just finish with, in that was, you know, with the kids at home for majority of the year, with the school shut down, it occurred to me that I could not pay enough money to spend that extra time with my children. I'm going to cry now. But that was amazing that, you know, I was able to be at home with them. I did the online schooling with them every day. And, you know, I could never get that time otherwise. So having that extra time with the kids, I really value that. I know a lot of people didn't value it as much, but I thought it was an amazing opportunity. And that was the best thing about the pandemic.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, you
that might have come out the wrong way. The best thing about the pandemic. That was me being an optimist. To be an entrepreneur, you always have to be optimistic. But that you know, really helped me get through it.
Well, honestly, Mike, I know you outside of, you know, this radio show. I know you in our like personal lives, and you're an amazing dad, and you're a single dad, and you manage to like run these two businesses, raise two kids, and do a fantastic job of it. And I know how much your kids mean to you. So yes, there are like there are times you guys see me on my Insta stories losing my mind, where I'm like, oh God, this homeschooling, like someone kill me, because it was hard for me to juggle, you know, being an entrepreneur and being able to be there for my kids. You know, Kat, you've got two little ones. Yeah. And I know that your business is really, really, really close to home, right?
Really close. You know, it was, I agree with Mike though, the time spent at home was unprecedented and maybe will never happen again. And for the first 6 months, I really enjoyed it. And then after that, I got to be a little bit much. But what kept me going in terms of, you know, the burden of our financial strain and what we were going to do, I actually found comfort in knowing that everybody in the world was experiencing the same thing. So yeah. When my husband, for example, who was a worrywart, would say like, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to do what everybody else is going to do. We are going to survive. We're not the only ones who don't have access to A, B, C, or D. We also have our kids home. Like everybody else, we're going to make it happen. We're going to enjoy this and we're going to ride the wave. You know, I know that's a quote that you like a lot, Pina.
Oh yeah. Pearl Jam, baby.
We literally just rolled that wave. We went with what was happening. We tried to keep, you know, a logical mindset about everything. And we tried to make it exciting for the kids. And much like we teach our kids, you roll with the punches, man. You do what you got to do to keep happy and keep on the up and up, because either you're going to drown in it and cry and, you know, you're not going to succeed, or you can make the best of what's handed to you and make it work. It might not make you the most money, but you're going to be happy and healthy and together as we do it. And that's really what got us through 18 solid months of four of us trapped under this roof together, which was crazy. I'm not saying it was easy, but at night, that's what made me like, okay, you know what? We have a great family. We're all healthy, happy, alive. We have businesses. We have food on our table. We're good. Like literally, you know,
it's the little things that the pandemic made us realize. It's just that time together, spending it with your family, time that you never really realized, you know, was a big deal. Like sitting together at the table, having dinner as a family, a calm meal
where you're not rushing to get out the door.
Yeah. Right, where are you going? No one's going anywhere.
The relaxed breakfasts were my favorite. The mornings of just sitting and having a coffee with your kids, everybody's kind of watching TV or just chit-chatting, was amazing.
Yeah.
Again, for like 6 months.
And this is why I love Kat. And this is why we're friends. But of the three of you guys, did anyone like, because I know that mental health is a huge thing. And with the burdens and the pressure and the stress of owning a business, was anyone freaking out about trying to make ends meet? Like, oh my God, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to survive? Like, how did it affect you guys?
So my sister, Laura, we have the Gigi Sisters. So that's our little Instagram outlet where we would share with our audience the stresses we were going through day by day during the pandemic, running a franchise, you know, also supporting our franchisees who've invested in this franchise. And we would share openly day by day the stresses that were coming at us, the financial burdens. And I think just supporting each other and helping other people know, like you said, Kat, you're not alone. We're all in this together. Sharing what was available too, like different supports that were available, financial guidance that was available. But yeah, it was, yeah, just being open about it. So other people knew that they're not alone. We're all
and
struggling.
I think that the transparency is important. The transparency is huge. The transparency is important. Josie, I know that, you know, yes, you and Laura have Glamigal's Tween Spa, but you also have the Gigi Sisters, which is your social media accounts. And you guys are also content creators like myself. And I know in that world too, we lost a lot of business. Like there was no work coming in. So changes need to be made. But one of the big things, just like, you know, what you guys did was getting on, you know, stories and posting and sharing your story about what was going on and how we were feeling, I think is really important. And having that transparency, like I said, is really important so that the people out there can just know that it's not always coming up roses. And like Kat said, we're going to roll with the punches and we're going to ride the wave, you know, because that's all we can do right now. Everyone is in this. The whole world is going through it. It's not a Toronto thing. And I've said this on the show many times. It's not an Ontario thing. It's not a Canada thing, North American thing. It is worldwide. We are talking to three amazing entrepreneurs on the show today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
We are back and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. We're talking with three amazing entrepreneurs and four amazing businesses. So we've got Chef Mike McKenzie. He is the founder of Seed to Sausage and co-founder of Boreal. We've got Josie from Glamigal's Tween Spa and the Gigi Sisters, and Kat from Cake Out Cake Cups. I was going to say something totally different. I don't know why, Kat, but I got it right. So guys, as small business owners, constantly, Josie, you said it before. You're like, as a business owner, you never know what's going to come. The financial burdens are always there, like hovering over your head, right? So the three of you guys, I want to know, because we've been hearing it a lot, support small businesses, support small businesses, support small businesses. What does that support mean to you? And what advice do you have for like those listening at home on how they can support small businesses? Mike, you go.
Yeah, it's a hard one because everything's changed so much, right? The landscape switched to everything being purchased online. And now it's starting to switch back a little bit too. So it's sort of very difficult. And for my company anyways, we sell to those small businesses, the restaurants, the specialty food shops. When it comes to food, I guess getting back out there and going in and enjoying those experiences, which is all coming back, right? We're seeing that return to the restaurants. Everything is purchased on, like so much of what we switched over the year, like Amazon.
I know,
exploded,
right?
Exploded like never before.
I know. Does anyone even, like everyone's doing online shopping these days, you know, go to the mall? Nah, I think I'm going to stay home and order online. But Mike, with the restaurants opening up again, and now even capacity changing, that is some great news for you. So I guess for your line of work and your type of business, it's getting those people back into those restaurants, you know, getting them back into the restaurants because the restaurants are the ones that are buying your product, right?
And getting people back to work. We need people working.
Yes. In order.
As entrepreneurs, I mean, if you wanted to hire somebody in this last year, Oh, what a nightmare, right? Impossible to find staff to work. There's no shortage of jobs.
There you go. So we need employees. And, you know, head out to a restaurant now that things are opening up and try some of Mike's sausage when you're there, you know? Kat, what about you? Like, what advice do you have for people on like supporting small businesses?
You know, for me, I always try to just literally support locals. And then for me, again, it's just as little on social media, like a post, refer a friend, leave a testimonial. These are really inexpensive, free ways to support a small business that people don't realize. That like, that one like turns, you know, it gets you on, you know, these algorithms that I don't really know much about, but it, everything's
constantly changing and evolving,
right? I don't speak Facebook, Instagram, but it's like these little things really help support us because it, you know, puts us to the top of a page, our search, you know, our searchability is increased and the word gets out there. And for me always, as you know, Pina, for the past 15 years, word of mouth is always the best advertising.
So totally.
Refer, Josie? Refer.
Yeah, for sure, Kat.
Yeah.
So me, it's very similar to what Kat's saying, is the littlest things and ways of supporting, whether it be a review, whether it be everyone's on social media, tagging that business, whether it be purchasing a gift card for a birthday from a business that's been closed. We would share local businesses as well, teaming up with others. And it's just sending a thank you. When things reopened, we needed to have patience, right? There was a lot of people eager and patience wasn't a thing. So just being patient and thankful to the workers that are there. I just think in any way we can, supporting local is so important to keep these businesses and entrepreneurs striving and going strong.
Absolutely. And I think that that's a huge thing. We have to remember that support for small businesses doesn't necessarily mean spending money. It means following them on social media. It means, you know, liking their posts, commenting, sharing their stuff, you know, or placing an order with them, you know, like, so go in, you can buy something, but there's so much that you can do as a consumer from your home. You don't even need to leave your house to show support for these small businesses. So before we wrap it up, I just want you guys to share where everyone can find you guys. So Mike, where can people find you online?
So seedtosausage.ca or borealbrewing.ca. Go onto the Boreal Brewing website. You could see where it's sold in your neighborhood. You know, we're across Canada. You'll see it all sorts of places within the GTA. And Seed to Sausage, you'll find probably at a local Farm Boy or other retail store in your neighborhood. But at restaurants, you'll just eat it at restaurants and probably not even know.
And if it's a delicious sausage, you're going to be like, this has to be Mike's.
I'm going to have some t-shirts made for you, Pina. If you want to give me any slogans, I could put on them.
We will talk after the show.
And guys, you could also buy those online too. If you go on some either websites, they're both available.
There you go. And you'll be able to connect to all of his social media accounts there as well. And check him out at Chef Mike McKenzie. There we go. I got it. Josie, what about you guys? Where can people find you?
So we are at Glamigal Kids Spa. We're all over social media, Instagram, our website as well. And we have holiday packages and programs coming up for the little ones and gift boxes and all your gift ideas for the holidays.
So guys, check them out because they're so much fun. My kids go crazy, all three of them. It's not only for girls, guys, because I'm telling you, Marcus has a blast too. So Glamigal's Tween Spa and the Gigi Sisters. And Kat, where can people find you?
On Instagram at Cakeout Cakeups and then also online at cakeoutcakeups.com.
There you go. So we got you all set up here, you know, have a nice dinner and drink some Boreal while you're enjoying your dinner. That's like all Chef Mike McKenzie. You want to have a birthday party virtual? Not a problem. Glamigals will set that up for you. And then don't worry about people like spitting on the cake when they're blowing out candles, because Kat has these amazing cake cups. And they're sealed and individual. You don't even need to cut anything.
They come with a spoon too. They come with a spoon. She's thought of everything.
They come with a spoon. There you go. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. And for those of you guys listening at home, please, if you can do anything to support a small business, whether it's a referral, word of mouth, whether it's something that you can do on social, or whether it's actually going in and making a purchase to support them, please do so, because your help, honestly means so much to all small business owners right now. That is it. for us today, but we will catch you next week. Same time, same place. It is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.